Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 18, last few verses, and then the second verse, 19. Text 27. After offering a proper reception to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always beautiful to the liberated souls, Bali Maharaj worshipped Vamanadeva by washing his feet. Bali Maharaj then said to Vamanadeva, "Oh, Brahman, I offer you my hearty welcome and my respectful obeisances. Please let us know what we may do for you. We think of you as the personified austerity of the great Brahmana sages. Oh, my Lord Vamanadeva, because you have kindly arrived at our home, all my forefathers are satisfied. Our family and entire dynasty have been sanctified by your presence, and the sacrifice we are now performing has become complete because of your appearance. O Vamanadeva, today the fire of sacrifice is ablaze according to the injunction of the Shastra. I have been freed from all the sinful reactions of my life by the water that has washed your lotus feet. Oh, my Lord, by the touch of your small lotus feet, the entire surface of the world has become sanctified. Oh, son of a Brahmana, Vamanadeva, it appears that you have come here to ask me for something. Therefore, whatever you want, you may take from me. Oh, best of those who are worshipable, you may take from me a cow, gold, a furnished house, palatable food and drink, the daughter of a Brahmana for your wife, prosperous villages, horses, elephants, chariots, or whatever you desire. Chapter 19. Lord Vamanadeva begs charity from Bali Maharaj. What text is there? Number 2. Okay. Text 1. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, heard Bali Maharaj speaking in this very pleasing way, he was very satisfied. For Bali Maharaj had spoken in terms of religious principles. Thus the Lord began to praise him. And this is the text on the board. Translation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O King Bali Maharaj, you are indeed exalted, because your present advisors are the Brahmanas, who are descendants of Bhrigu Muni, and because your instructor for your future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj. Your statements are very true, and they completely agree with religious etiquette. They are in keeping with the behavior of your family, and they enhance your reputation. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Prahlad Maharaj is a vivid example of a pure devotee. Some might argue that since Prahlad Maharaj, even though very old, was attached to his family, and specifically to his grandson, Bali Maharaj, how could he be an ideal example? Therefore, this verse uses the word prashanta. The devotee is always sober. He is never disturbed by any conditions. Even if a devotee remains in grihastha life and does not renounce material possessions, he should still be understood to be prashanta, or sober, because of his pure devotion to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, said, Kiva virpya kiva nasi sudra kena nai, ye krishna tattva veda se guru hai. Madhyalila chapter 8, verse 128. Whether one is a brahmana, a sannyasi, or a shudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. Anyone completely aware of the science of Krishna, regardless of his status in life, is a guru. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj is a guru in all circumstances. Here, his lordship, Vamanadeva, also teaches sannyasis and brahmacharis that one should not ask for more than necessary. He wanted only 3 paces of land. Although Bali Maharaj wanted to give him anything he wanted. This verse and purport, Srila Prabhupada reveals 3 or 4 different points. I'd like to speak on those points. Firstly, by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we are able to develop what is called Bhagavad Darshan. Bhagavad Darshan. Bhagavad Darshan means by studying Srimad Bhagavatam and surrendering to the teachings and imbibing the teachings and embodying the teachings and living the teachings, becoming purified by the teachings or Shiksha Bhagavatam, we develop this Bhagavad Darshan. We develop the purity and the ability to see Bhagavat, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and we develop the ability to see the Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat, the pure devotees. And what we learn from studying Srimad Bhagavatam is how the Lord sees His creation, and we learn how the devotees see the Lord, and how the devotees see the creation. And besides learning how the Lord sees the creation, we also learn how the Lord sees His parts and parcels. The verse itself reveals that Vamanadeva is very much appreciating Bali Maharaj. Now we have to understand who is speaking and who is being spoken to. Bali Maharaj is a demon. Why is he a demon? Because he's kicked out all of the employees of Krishna's factory. Krishna has a factory called the material universe, and there are many people working there on his behalf, and they're known as the Suras, or the demigods. And Bali Maharaj came along and kicked them all out. He took over the entire universe. And all the Suras and all the demigods were sent running with their tail between their legs, as they say. They were all running, hiding from Bali Maharaj, the Asura, the demon. And they were crying, "Oh Krishna, please help us," as usual. "Oh Vishnu, please come and save us. Give us back our posts. Give us back our jobs. We have no job." A man without a job is an unhappy man. So then Vamanadeva appeared, the incarnation of the Lord, Trivikram. And then he went to, on behalf of his employees, he went to the demon who took over the factory and said, "Please, give me back the factory. I want to hire the demigods again." So it's interesting that here he is, he's facing the opposition, the demon, one who's kicked out all of Krishna's devotees, all the devotees of the Suras or demigods. They were kicked out by this demon. And Krishna goes before the demon, instead of saying, "You dirty this and that," as if two enemies are fighting one another. One person will say, "You dirty this and that, you badmash this, that," or whatever. And then the other person will say, "Well, you dirty this," and then they start fighting. There's nothing like that. The Bhagavad Darshan, the view of Krishna, Vamanadeva, when he's seeing Bali Maharaj, he says, "Oh, what a wonderful person. What a wonderful person you are. How many good qualities you have. I appreciate you for so many reasons." And then he began to enumerate in this verse the good qualities of the demon. Even the demons have good qualities. We can see. So this is the extraordinary broad-mindedness or extraordinary vision which is revealed by the Lord Himself when He's dealing with this arch-enemy. He's the enemy, Bali Maharaj. And he has to be defeated or removed or somehow placated or cleverly manipulated to give back the universe to the demigods so that Krishna's devotees can carry on with their designated services as Indra, as Chandra, as Surya, etc. So this verse itself, we thought one point because we had discussed this. There's 3 points we want to discuss, 1 from the verse and 2 from the purport, which also follows the verse, about the position of Prahlad Maharaj. But this verse reveals that the vision, the extraordinary vision of the Lord, And the pure devotees have this vision also. The highest vision of a Mahabhagavat is that he sees everyone serving Krishna. He sees that every living entity has a good quality. And that good quality is that every living entity is serving Krishna. That's the Uttam Adhikari, the Mahabhagavat. But the Madhyam Adhikari, the middle class devotee, he will see this person is not serving Krishna, and this person is serving Krishna, he's my friend. And the one that's not serving Krishna, he's also my friend, but he has to be made more friendly, brought into a position of serving Krishna by preaching. So he preaches to the non-devotees, he makes friends with the devotees. But then there's some that are totally opposed. They're not in a neutral, they're totally opposed. The demon, you could say. And the devotee, the Madhyam, he avoids them. So we find in the assembly of devotees, sometimes we don't have the same vision of Vamanadev. Our vision, what to speak of our vision of the demons or our vision of the non-devotees, what is our vision of the devotees? How do we see the other devotees? How do we look at them? What is our drishti? Drishti means vision. We hear in Bhagavad Gita about the vision that was given to Arjuna. Arjuna was given a special vision, antar drishti. He could see within. Antar. He could see within himself. He could see the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj was given that vision also. It's called Spurti. By his meditation, by his tapasya, by his chanting of mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, he had antar drishti, darshan of Paramatma. And then he had bahir drishti. Bahir drishti is called sakshat. Sakshat darshan. The Lord in the heart became before him and touched his head with a conch shell. Here I am. Speak something. Volye. Then Dhruva spoke some nice, beautiful Sanskrit stutis in glorification of Antaryami, who became Bahirami. The Vishnu came out. So, we see the other devotees, and this is a problem we have in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Such a serious problem it is that Vrindavanas Thakur has dedicated a large percentage of his work in glorification of his Ishtadev. His Ishtadev is the Guru Tattva, Acharya. The Acharya of Guru Tattva is Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the Acharya. He's the Adi Guru, Baladev. And his disciple has come to spread his teachings of the Adi Guru. And a disciple of this Guru is another great Guru named Vrindavan Das Thakur. So in this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, are the teachings of Lord Nityananda spoken through the mouth of his parampara, spoken through the mouth of his exemplar, his preceptor, his devotee, Vrindavanas Thakur, because he is in Sakyaras, and he was a worshipper of Nityananda. So he, naturally, the Lord's devotee wants to convey the will of the Lord, carry out the desire of the Lord, and express the teachings of the Lord. So in this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, it deals very much with this principle of Vaishnav Aparad. And Vaishnav Aparad is caused by improper drishti. Dur darshan, long distance. So this dur drishti, bad vision. Bad vision. So we see the Vaishnavas and we become very expert at fault finding. And there are many examples of classic fault finders. Classic fault finders, Devananda Pandit, Ramachandra Puri, etc. Throughout our literature, throughout our lineage, and throughout our history, there's classic fault finders. And many of us have our lines drawn to there. We're followers of Devananda Pandit, or we're followers of Ramachandra Puri. Hey, you ate too much. What's happening here? You ate too many sweets. So we're writing a small section here. We thought that, all right, this is a problem. Because this verse talks about Shanta and Prashanta. How that Prahlad Maharaj was Prashanta. Extremely shant. Extremely peaceful. Sober. Dhira. Even though he was king of the universe and family man. But he was very sober. His mind was not disturbed. Thus he had the proper vision. And his grandson, Bali Maharaj, was also blessed with the proper vision to appreciate Vamanadev. He had the proper vision. When Vamanadev came, he didn't say, oh, you're Vishnu, you're my enemy. Just like Hiranyakashipu didn't have the same vision as Bali Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu was also a demon. But when his son, Prahlad Maharaj, the same Prahlad Maharaj, was talking about Krishna, or talking about, oh, I get my power from Vishnu, he says, Vishnu, that demon. Vishnu's a demon. He killed my brother Hiranyaksha. I'll kill him. Where is this Vishnu? Don't say that name. I'll kill him. There's no question of Hiranyakashipu glorifying Nrisimhadev. But see the difference in vision in Bali Maharaj. Because Bali Maharaj is a descendant of a Mahajan, Prahlad Maharaj. So the blessings, as we know from Shastra, if you become a Mahabhagavat, pure devotee, then you will liberate 100 generations of your ancestors. If you attain the platform of Madhyam and leave this world as a Madhyam Adhikari, in other words, not totally perfected soul, even then, 21 generations, sometimes it's mentioned 14, 21 generations are liberated. And if you're just a Kanishtha, just trying to do your work and do your humble service, you're not haven't reached the platform of Prema or Bhava or some advanced devotee, but you just dedicate your whole life to humbly and sincerely serving Guru and Krishna, and you die and take another birth, even then you can liberate by your good qualities and by your accumulated Sukriti and Punya, 3 generations of your ancestors. So, Vamanadeva had a different vision. Bali Maharaj had such a wonderful vision of Vamanadeva. He appreciated him, he glorified him, he didn't say, I want to kill him, you're my enemy, what are you coming here for? Oh, Vishnu, you've come, welcome. So this is the blessings of Prahlad Maharaj. He had the proper vision. So we, living amongst devotees, there is the common tendency is because our minds are disturbed, they're not prashanta, disturbed because of our anarabdha karma and our parabdha karma, and they're agitating us and pushing us in different ways, in greedy ways, or lusty ways, or angry ways, or intolerant ways, we become offensive. And then this corrodes our vision. It pollutes our mind. And we think materially of devotees, and we speak about them offensively. And then what happens is, as explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the result of Vaishnava Aparad is a science. And the result of Vaishnava Aparad is that one becomes inclined materially. One becomes attracted to the glare of Maya. What he had given up and what he had become detached from, he again starts to contemplate and become attracted to again. And then what happens when one makes Vaishnava Aparad, he starts to develop this vision of fault finding. He starts to see all the faults. He can't see anything good anymore. Oh, this person is that and this and that. So we want to read a small section here about 4 ways to change our vision. Because all of us, at one time or another, or maybe right now, are subject to this fault-finding propensity. Bad finding. We're trying to find the bad in others, the bad qualities. But here in this verse itself, in the Sanskrit verse, we see Vamanadeva finding the good qualities in someone who's taken his whole universe. The universe belongs to Vamanadeva. Can you imagine if someone came into your house, took over your whole house, kicked out your wife and kids, kicked out your mother and your grandfather and everybody, and is running your whole house and enjoying your kingdom. Then you come and see him. Oh, my friend, what a great, nice person. You have come from an exalted lineage. You're such an intelligent person. You have such good qualities. This is Vamanadeva. So Bali Maharaj has done that. So if we are in that situation of being a fault finder or having this bad vision, we have to change our vision. So there's 4 ways we can change our vision to try to appreciate the devotees. So the first thing is we have to develop what I call the good finding nature. Develop the good finding. Instead of the fault finding, which means finding the fault, finding the bad, finding the bad qualities, we should develop the quality of finding the good in the other devotees. No devotee is absolutely bad. Everyone has some good qualities. Try to see the good in everyone. Develop the appreciation nature. Practice it daily. It will act as a powerful antidote against the fault-finding or bad-finding habit. Instead of doing the bad-finding habit, oh, you're bad because of this and this and that. Say, no, actually, this person's very nice. He sings nice kirtan or this and that. As we mentioned before, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to have Ishtagosti, and he would collect all the devotees, and he knew the natures. He knew that Krishna Priya, he's thinking badly of Radha Damodar. So then the guru knows that. So then he says in this Ishtagosti, he says, Krishna Priya, please, you stand up, and you say something good about Radha Damodar. So then he stands up. Throat. I have kind of cold. It's hard, a little hard to talk today. Guru Dev, you think maybe I can speak next Ishtagosti here? No, you follow, speak. So then, after a lot of hesitation and trepidation and reluctance, then Krishna Priya says, and the Guru Dev says, yes, come on, speak some good. Well, he wears tilak and he wears kanti mala, and sometimes I see him in Mangalartik, when I'm there, and I sometimes see he's there, and then he sits down. So then he calls up Radha Damodar, because he knows, Gurudev knows that Radha Damodar has some rivalry for the other devotee and for Krishna Priya. So he says, Radha Damodar, can you stand up? And he says, some brahmachari, what can I say about, grihastas and... Anyway, Bolo, Radha Damodar, say something about Krishna Priya, he's your god brother, Guru Dev, we're god brothers. Anyway, he's been really steadily coming to the program, and he's trying his best, and he's it's hard that everyone has difficulties, anyway, he's trying to push on, and he's a good devotee, Gurudev. So like that, he would have to do this practice in this Ishtagosti. So this is the first point, is the first point is develop the good finding nature rather than the bad finding or the fault finding. Develop the quality of finding the good qualities. It's called good finding instead of bad finding. And the second quality is the second point. These are like four sutras in the small purport. Second point is, no one is an eternal rascal. Nitya rascal, whatever. So it's important, because you may think, because sometimes you say, this guy's a rascal! You rascal! Wait a minute, give me a chance. Am I an eternal rascal? Is it my sarup? My sarup is I'm eternal rascal. Nitya rascal, Buddha. So remember, this is an important thing. This is a nice shlok. I heard from someone else. So that's not. I heard this. Remember, every sinner. Remember that every sinner had a past. Every sinner has a future, and every saint had a past. Past means, in other words, he said, this person, he's a demon, he's a rascal, this Bhakta Joe, this guy, you should get rid of him, the temple president, get rid of this guy, he's no good, he's my mind. Temple president said, relax, he's a devotee, he's trying, be a little patient. He used my tali, ate off my plate, he ate my plate, someone saved for me, guy's a demon. He's a rascal. He's finding so many faults. So no one's an eternal rascal, so today's Bhakta may be tomorrow's GBC. We don't know who we're dealing with. So every sinner has a future. And we have so many examples in Vedic literatures. Who is one of the most famous sinners who had a great future? Such a great future that sinner became a saint. Valmiki. Valmiki was a dacoit, Gunga, killing people. Narada Muni said, you rascal, chant Ram Nam, get free from your sins. And he said, no, I forget it, man. I'm busy killing people. He said, all right, you like killing people? Chant Mara, 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 Ram, Ram, Ram. So every sinner has a future. And every saint has a past. So this is the same thing. You can say, Valmiki, he's a saint, but his past was he was a dacoit. Or Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai, they were Jagannanda and Madhavananda, but then they became fallen. But then again, they became great saints. And people worship them to this day for their mercy. Jagai and Madhai. So every sinner has a future. And every, so we might look, oh, this person's a, so no one's an eternal rascal. Even a first-class rascal or rogue is a potential saint. If you place him, if you place a rascal in the company of saints, then his bad nature will change in a moment. Because we know, that's our philosophy. Everything's association. Oh, he's a rascal, he's a demon. Well, what are you doing to take away the demon in him? It seems like you're encouraging the demoniac qualities by your reflection of his demoniac qualities. So by good association, everyone becomes good. What were we before we met our Gurudev? Were you all saints? You were all great saints and rishis? Were we saints and rishis before we met our Gurudev? Well, by Gurudev's association, I mean, many of you, of course, are very pious and religious people, no doubt. But you maybe there was some bad things going on also. By Gurudev's association, Sadhu Sangha, we've become at least situated in the human platform. And we're trying to progress. So, as Jesus said the same, he said, hate the sin, not the sinner. Then the third quality, the third way to change our vision or get free from the fault-finding nature is try to see Krishna's hand in everything. Try to see Krishna everywhere. Of course, this is encouraged from the beginning. When it sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, Yoman Pashyati Sarvacha, this Pashyati, this vision, sees everything in me. I never lost to him and he's never lost to me. Of course, this is the vision of someone in divine love. Only the gopis have such vision to see Krishna everywhere and everything. As mentioned in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 30. But understand, if I try to imply it, well, Krishna is the cause of all causes, and try to feel his presence everywhere. Krishna is within everything, and everything is within him. Not even a blade of grass moves without his sanction. And the fourth principle is to change our mental attitude. If you change your mental attitude, you'll find heaven on earth. You'll find heaven on earth. But if you don't change your mind, if your mind is in this fault-finding tendency, you'll always be disturbed, you'll never be prashanta, and you could be in heaven and it'll be like hell. You could go to a beautiful, ideal environment, very peaceful, beautiful place, but if your mind is disturbed and agitated, you'll feel like you're in hell. You'll be very unhappy. So we have to change our attitude. What's the use of reading shastras and chanting Hare Krishna if we keep an evil eye and a foul tongue? If we continue to maintain the vision of enemies and insult or speak badly of others. The environment, you understand environment? The environment or the area or the situation, the region, the environment that we live in is all friendly. It's all positive. There's no enemies. No one is my enemy. There's nothing negative in this environment except our outlook. Our outlook, our attitude is our enemy. Our bad attitude or impurity. So the environment is all positive. It's all helping us, pushing us forward. Because it's our environment as a devotee is all personally arranged by the hand of Krishna for our improvement and our spiritual advancement. Everything and everyone in our environment is friendly, helping, and moving us towards our goal. What is our goal? Surrendering to Krishna. And taking full shelter only in Him and in loving Him. If we learn to see with love, we will see love everywhere. This is 4 points to try to develop in terms of this vision that Vamanadeva had towards Bali Maharaj. In the verse itself, it mentions this word prashanta. When is class stopped? So the verse mentions the word prashanta, which means very peaceful. So, these qualities, we hear about these qualities of great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. He's not only is he the grandfather of Bali Maharaj, of this so-called demon, but he's a great Mahajan. Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Prahlada, Janako, Bhishmo. He's one of the 12 great Mahajans, or the disseminators of pure spiritual knowledge and pure spiritual life. And his perfection, which he showed everyone, is that if you always fix your mind on Krishna, then you'll never be disturbed. He was never disturbed as a young boy when he was 5 years old. When he was 5 years old, his mind was, he was always fixed on Krishna. It's called Smaran, Krishna Smaran. He was doing Rup Dhyan. He was remembering the form of the Lord, Vishnu in the heart, and always remembering him. And he was saved in every circumstance. He was extremely tolerant. Hundreds of snakes tried to kill him. He was thrown off. You see paintings of Prahlad. Prahlad's thrown off a mountaintop, about to be impaled on the rocks below. And he's simply smiling, just sailing through the sky, smiling like a playful boy in his mother's lap, as if he's just in the backyard under the banyan tree with his mother, being rocked, cradled, rocked to sleep. He's just flying through the air, because his mind is fixed. So he's sighted as a... And then he later became married, he became a big king, but still his mind was always fixed on Krishna. And the other example, and that's why he's cited here as an example of someone who's sober. He's not disturbed. He's prashant. And the other example is Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj is such a powerful king. But it's explained in Bhagavatam, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor, Vacham Shivai Kunta Gananavarnane. Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayor. His mind, Ambarish's mind, was fixed on the Krishna pad. It was always fixed. This is called this Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. So his mind was always remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. And because of that, Vachamsi, Vaikuntha Gunanavarnane, his vacha, his words were always used in glorifying the qualities of Narayan and the qualities of the spiritual activities. So he was a great and powerful king, but he was surrounded by so much opulence and wealth and queens and children and worshippers, but he was peaceful and tolerant. So this quality that the devotees have, these qualities actually come from Krishna. He's the reservoir and origin of all the qualities of the devotee, with an unlimited amount, an unlimited manifestation of each of those qualities. So it's explained by Rupa Goswami that this quality, Krishna has four qualities. When you analyze Krishna's character or his personality, you will see there's four different qualities. And they're explained. Dhir Lalita, Dhir Prashanta, Dhirodhata, and Dhirodhata. And the question may be asked, because if you examine the definition of each of these qualities, these Sanskrit terms, Dhira Prashant, Dhira Lalita, Dhirodhata, and Dhirodhata, you'll see that they're mutually exclusive. Because one quality says Krishna is very tolerant, Krishna is very peaceful. Then the next quality describes Krishna is very angry, Krishna is very intolerant. So then they say, well, how is it these qualities, four characteristics or characteristic traits of God or Krishna seem to be in opposition? And then the Rupa Goswami gives the answer, is because Krishna, he's the transcendental reservoir of unlimited qualities and pastimes. So he displays different qualities with different pastimes in one place and other qualities and other pastimes in another place. So characteristic of Dhir Prashant, because this verse lists the word Prashant. So Prashant means someone who's always calm and he's peaceful. It's mentioned in the qualities here. I can just read. A Dhir Prashant person, because Prahlad Maharaj is mentioned here as an ideal family person, ideal king, and also guru. That's why Prabhupada says, even if you're a Kiva Virpya, even if you're married, you're Grihastha or whatever, or a king, you can be guru if you display Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj is glorified in this purport, as of course the grandfather of Bali, but he's glorified for displaying this great quality of transcendental prashant, or peacefulness. So what does it mean to be prashant? Or in Krishna's case, dhira prashant. Dhira prashant means that one is forbearing, he's peaceful, considerate, and obliging. So the example is given that during the during Dwapara Yuga, and Krishna Lila, when Krishna was serving, he displayed this quality of Dhira Prashant when he served the Pandavas. Because one of the characteristics is to be obliging to your friend. So he agreed to become the Pandavas' bodyguard, the Pandavas' chariot driver, Parthasarathi. Parthasarathi means the chariot driver of Arjuna. He agreed to become their minister, their counselor. He took so many obliged himself to take so many humble positions out of his consideration. So he exhibited this Dhira Prashanta quality. And there's another of these qualities that's listed. It's rather slightly amusing, so we thought we'd describe that also because we're hearing about Krishna's qualities. So this quality, Prashanta, shows Krishna as considerate, peaceful, obliging. Now another quality, Dhirodhata, Krishna, what does that mean? That means someone who's envious, proud, easily angered, restless, and complacent. And then the example is given when Kalyavana, when Jarasandha attacked Mathura for the 18th time after Krishna defeated him 17 times, he made an alliance, the allied forces, with Jarasandha and Kalyavana. Kalyavana was the son of Gargamuni. Because when Gargamuni was, he's the acharya of the Yadu dynasty, he was doing a jagya. Somehow, some of the Yadu members, they made fun of him, and somehow they laughed at him, and he was a little angry with them. Why made some fun of me? So then he created a son who was a demon for the purpose of giving trouble to the Yadu dynasty. So that son that was created by Gargamuni is Kalyavana. So Kalyavana, he attacked Mathura with Jarasandha. And then Krishna, this is described, some of that incident. When Krishna is dealing with the Pandavas and with his devotees, he shows his characteristic of Virupashant. When he's dealing with Kalyavana, the demon, in this particular case, he shows his quality of Virodhata. It's visible in the character of Krishna, because when he was writing a letter to Kalyavana, so Krishna wrote a letter to Kalyavana. He sent a letter to him. I don't know if he used a courier service or not, but he wrote the letter, then he sent it. And so he addressed Kalyavana. He said, "Dear Kalyavana, you are a sinful frog." A little humor. So he called this big hero, this big Kshatriya, was attacking Mathura. He says, "So this is what I'm saying, you know, that usually two enemies have some coarse words. But when Vamanadeva and when Krishna came as Vamanadeva, he didn't call Bali Maharaj a frog. But he called Kalyavana, he said, you sinful frog. You should immediately go from here and find some dark well and jump in it. And make that your residence. Because frogs live in wells. Because if you don't, there's a black snake named Krishna who is very eager to eat up all the sinful frogs." So Krishna is playing, he's giving some taunting to this demon. "Come on, you dirty frog. I'm a black snake, because Krishna is Shyam. I'm going to eat you up." So this is one of the qualities.